This is Tate Sermans coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this update is brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. And we are getting now to our news. The Tuscola County Election Commission convened this morning, Tuesday, regarding the proposed, regarding the proposed petitions to recall some City of Caro Council members. The commission determined the proposed recall petitions for trustees Jill White, Heidi Parker, and Doreen Heady were not sufficiently clear and or factual. That decision stopped the proposed recall process, explained Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting. Fetting, Probate Judge Nancy Thane, and Treasurer Ashley Bennett are the county's election commission. The commission is charged with determining if the language presented on a petition is clear and of a factual basis. Fetting noted that there was also a proposed recall filed against Council Trustee Charlotte Kish, but because she is currently serving her last year of a four-year term, she is not subject to recall. The petitions were filed by city resident Shane Polega. The proposed recall of three Elmwood Township officials, on the other hand, can now move forward. The appeal period for the Elmwood Township officials subject to the recall petition, Pam Brinkman, Rochelle Brown, and Evan Laurie, lapsed on December 14th. Because there is no appeal case filed in Tuscola Circuit Court, the recall sponsors can begin to collect signatures of registered voters in the township, according to Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting. The recall sponsors need to collect a minimum of 120 valid signatures by the end of January 2026 in order to have the matter placed on the May 2026 ballot. The proposed recall language on Brinkman's, Brown's, and Lori's each say the same. Each petition said that on January 15th, 2025, during a regular meeting of the Elmwood Township Board, Brinkman, Brown, and Laurie voted in favor of a motion to immediately terminate Elmwood Township's professional relationship with the law firm Foster, Swift, Collins & Smith, PC, and to approve the hiring of the law firm of Bachman, Thal, Sieber, Kaufman, and Cox, PC, to provide service to Elmwood Township. State Representative Greg Alexander will be wrapping up the year with in-person hours in Bad Axe, Sandusky, and Marlette. The sessions are open to the public and no appointments are required. Event details are from Friday, December 26th from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. at Huron County Memorial Airport, 352 Thompson Road, Bad Axe. Friday, December 26th from 11 a.m. to noon at Sandusky Airport, 1213 North Sandusky Road, Sandusky. Monday, December 29th from 9 to 10 a.m. at Marlette Township Hall, 6725 Airport Road, Marlette. And Alexander plans to meet with residents to answer questions, discuss legislative priorities, and hear about local concerns from people in Huron, Lapeer, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties. He described the office hours as an opportunity to talk about issues both in local communities and in Lansing, and he said he looks forward to continuing such meetings in the year ahead. No appointments are needed to attend any of the sessions, and people who cannot make the scheduled times can still reach Alexander's office by calling 517-373-1791 or emailing gregalexander@house.mi.gov. And we'll be right back after this brief message from our sponsor with our national and international news.
'Twas the season of Christmas, and all through the Thumb, not a creature was stirring. Except over at Ossentoski Farm Equipment and Bed Axe.
Hey Tim, when you gonna stop admiring yourself in that mirror and give us a hand here moving these new Case IH Farmall tractors?
Ever noticed how my eyes twinkle just like Santa's?
No, but I've seen your belly shake like a bowl of jelly. Now come on, we need help.
Maybe I oughta grow a white beard.
Yeah. Now all we need is 8 tiny reindeer to help us move these tractors into place.
Nah, what you need, Tim, is to talk Santa into a new Case IH Farmall tractor with snowplow. After all, they're all shiny red just like his sleigh.
Hey, now there's a thought.
For excellent year-end savings, come see the complete line of Case IH tractors at your Case IH dealer of the thumb, Ozentoski Farm Equipment in MedX.
And we are back with your national and international news. Federal prosecutors have charged 4 members of a far-left group in California with plotting what officials describe as a significant terror attack, saying an FBI Justice Department investigation disrupted an alleged plan to target crowd locations using explosives. And in Paris, workers at the Louvre Museum vowed the strike over workload and staffing conditions, raising the prospect of disruptions at one of the world's most visited cultural institutions during a busy tourism period. We also have a gentleman named Rick that had called in. He found a male adult black German Shepherd dog south of Harbor Beach on Helena Road. The dog was wearing a red bandana and orange and white Watered Woods brand collar. If this is your furry family member, call Rick at 989-450-7454. We also have some obituaries to report at this hour. Leroy Howard Schweitzer, age 83 of Sebring, passed away peacefully at Bayview Gardens in Sebring on Saturday, December 13th, 2025. Leroy was born on January 19th, 1942 in Bad Axe, and he married the love of his life, Arlene Ruth Nimst, on February 5th, 1966. Leroy was a Navy veteran and proudly served from 1960 to 1964. Leroy is survived by his children, Leon Schweitzer Treater of Bay City, Arik Schweitzer of Bad Axe, Angela Persons of Bay City, and his grandchildren. Visitation will be Thursday, December 18th, 2025 at Jungle and Mellendorf Funeral Home Incorporated from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. The funeral service will be Friday, December 19th, 2025 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Visitation will begin at 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11. Cremation has taken place and he will be laid to rest at Great Lakes National Cemetery in Holly, Michigan. Memorial donations may be given to Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sebring, and a special thank you to the staff of Bayview Gardens and Heartland Hospice. His nurse practitioner from the VA hospital in Saginaw, Emily Spiker, and his home care nurse, Rocky. Share of memory at jmfuneralhome.com. We also have Marvin Messing passed away peacefully on Sunday, December 14th of 2025. He was born on August 13th, 1938 in Ruth, Michigan, and in 1961, Marvin married the love of his life, Lorene. Marvin is survived by his devoted wife, Lorene, his 7 children, Greg Messing of Ubley, Lynette of Port Hope, Teresa in Raleigh, North Carolina, Denise in Cairo, Michigan, Joel in California, and his 14 grandchildren and 7 great-grandchildren. He is also survived by his siblings Norma, Carol, and David. A memorial service will be announced at a later date, and condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpinefuneralhome.com. Arrangements are being handled by McAlpine Funeral Home. This was your news update brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. And we are here with your local weather next.